Hey guys, and welcome to a new episode that has been very needed for last week, but I haven't been feeling very well, and I've had like a thousand things to do, and when I would try to do this, I'd be like half asleep on the microphone, and that's not fair to you guys. I'm so sorry about that, but I'm trying to get back on track. But let's start right away. I want to thank, I am actually really shocked about how many listeners I've actually gained. A lot, actually. I got a lot of likes on my latest Instagram, which is the Momo one, which I'm not surprised. I mean, everybody's looking out for that one, but that one's like scaling very quickly. I mean, my most listened is my first one, the Bathory one, and Momo's catching up. But yeah, that one is very, very popular right now in terms of the post and the podcast. It's going very well, so I want to thank you guys so much, and whoever spread around the word about my podcast, thank you so much. I love you guys so much, and I just hope to gain more so I can give you guys way more topics. So let's start right off. So I really wanted to talk about this one. This one appeared in my recommended. It was like a confession videotape of this crazy situation of this mother confessing, and she was convicted of killing her five-year-old daughter, who was found later in the family's Chinese restaurant. So that was basically the title, and I have never clicked anything so quick in my life, because I was thinking, oh my god, not to be racist, but I was like, oh my god, they probably cut her up and like fed her and everything. Oh my god. Just like how people make like stereotypes that Chinese places like sell rats or like deep fry them. Like, I don't know. I don't believe that. I mean, whatever. I mean, it tastes pretty fucking good. But anyways, So when I saw the video, it was, I mean, I've seen some crazy shit, but I've never seen someone so nonchalantly, calmly say, like, yeah, I killed her and she died. Well, that's really it. So authorities have released this videotape that I'm going to play for you guys later. So confessing that she did kill her. So the mother, her name was Mingming Chen, reveals how she killed her daughter. Her daughter's name was Ashley Zhao. So the police said, what happened? How did she die? The detective can be heard asking, he asked Chen on the tape, and after she like completely denied all involvement with her, and she just quote said, I just killed her, and then she died. She showed no remorse, no emotion, no nothing. When prosecutor asked if she hit her daughter or abused her in any way, she said, yes, use your hands to do that. Okay. So Chen also told the police that she asked the husband to get rid of the body as soon as that happened, which then they hid inside the restaurant. Then she went on talking about the beating, how she beat her daughter to death, and her excuse was that she was so overwhelmed with work. I mean, I kind of get it, but I would never go that far. If I, like, there's like moments like every day, like I'm just so fucking tired of like work and this and that, you know, like I'm the kind of person to just like lock myself in my room and just, you know, put up with it until I'm okay and I can go out and socialize with everyone around in my house. But that's just me. There's some people that just completely take it out, and it's just terrible for everybody. So I mean, if Chen, if that's your thing, girl, I guess. So she said, Chen's quoted, I need to take care of everything from the restaurant. I only have two hands. I'm not four hands, girl. I'm two hands. Great anatomy. I don't want to do that to Ashley, but you can't control yourself sometimes, she said. So she was sentenced to 22 years in prison after pleading guilty to involuntary manslaughter and other charges such as child abuse. She had been charged with murder, but the prosecutors in Stark County changed it to involuntary manslaughter until there was a deal with the plea. So Shen, she was 30, pleaded guilty to evidence tampering, corpse abuse, child endangerment, and other obstructing justice. The body of their daughter, Ashley Zhao, was found hidden in the family's North Canton restaurant after the child was reported missing last January. Police said that Shen repeatedly hit her and that Shen's husband tried to revive her before helping to hide the body. I mean, why would you even try to revive her if you know she's dead? You get me? So, prosecutor John Ferraro said evidence and interviews in the case indicate Chen didn't plan or intend to kill her daughter, and it was just a tragedy. Quote, committed in a fit of anger by a mother who had never bonded with her child. Quote, the defense attorney Drucker disagreed with that characteristic, saying that Shen is apologetic and takes responsibility for her actions, but that if the case had gone to trial, they would have argued that Shen's husband was violent towards both the girl and Shen, and that was also to blame in the death. So her husband, Liang Zhao, he pleaded earlier to charges including obstructing justice and corpse abuse and agreed to testify against his wife. At the table turner, a murder charge against him was dropped. His attorney previously said Zhao maintained his innocence in the death of his child. It was a sad situation for Shen, who came to the U.S. illegally from China as a teenager in search for a new life. Yeah, great fucking life. Started a family with an American citizen who was also Chinese and ended up in a violent household. Drucker, which is the prosecutor, said, I don't think she's a monster. I think she was a woman that made very poor decisions in her life at the time. And because she is in the U.S. illegally, she is expected to be deported to China after serving her sentence. So let me just play the video where she basically was super duper cool about it. And it's really, really creepy. I'll just play it for you guys right now. Give me a second. When these dumbass ads get out of the way. Wow, there's a lot of ads.
Place where a child might hide.
Correct.
Not where someone would hide a child.
Absolutely.
Detectives find her lifeless body stuffed in a huge salt container and hidden in a secret storage area in the ceiling.
Did you and your wife both agree on putting her there in that container?
We talked about places, and I said this is probably the best place to do it.
In another room at police headquarters, detectives question Ashley's mother.
My job in here today is to find out what happened that caused your daughter's death, Mimi.
The investigator is struck by the mother's apparent lack of emotion.
Your daughter's dead. I just don't understand. I know that you're not crying. You said I don't have nothing left. Isn't that what you told me? You don't have no tears left. You don't have nothing left. Ming Ming, your daughter's dead.
Then the detective asks the million-dollar question.
What happened to Ashley? How she died?
I'll tell her.
You killed her?
Yeah.
How did you kill her?
I'll just kill her.
It's a cold and callous revelation. And her weapon of choice.
What did you kill her with?
My hand.
Your hand. Did you hit her?
Yeah.
Okay. How did you hit her?
How?
Yeah.
Your hand to do that?
Okay.
Ashley's father says Ming Ming slammed the five-year-old's head into the floor.
And my wife got angry and hit her head on the carpet, two times. And initially she was breathing, her heart stopped beating. So I started panicking and I tried to do CPR on her, and that's when we realized she's gone.
You take Ashley to the restaurant. How do you get Ashley from the apartment to the restaurant?
Put her in the car seat.
Carrying her out to the car?
Yeah.
After carrying little Ashley's lifeless body to the car, they drive her to the restaurant, take her inside, and lay her down in the back room. A twisted attempt to create an alibi using their 6-year-old daughter, JoJo, as a witness.
The plan was for JoJo to come home and see her there to verify that she's there, and then I would hide her up in the top with the walk-in.
What were your plans to do after? Maybe we quit looking for her, whatever. What were you going to do?
We don't really know. There was 3 things. Like burn it, bury it, or throw it in the ocean.
And what set Ming Ming off?
She peed on her diaper, and she pooped on her diaper.
It's always in something. You know, the bad things. It made me angry. And I can't control myself and have children.
In a very matter-of-fact tone, the 5-year-old's mother, Ming Ming, then goes on to tell the detective, after she kills her daughter, she calmly tells her husband to cover it up.
I told my husband to take care of it.
And after her husband took care of it, what did the grieving parents do? Open their restaurant for dinner.
You guys actually cooked and served meals while your daughter was laying there.
Yes.
And went on business as usual.
Yes.
The mother explained she was overwhelmed with work. Ashley had just returned from staying with her grandparents in China and had become disobedient.
I need to take care of everything from the restaurant. I only have 2 hands. I'm not 4 hands, girl. I'm 2 hands.
2 hands that, according to police, repeatedly beat Ashley around the head until she died. Ming Ming Chen is charged with murder. 2 counts of endangering children, obstructing justice, tampering with evidence, and gross abuse of a corpse. Ashley's father, Ling Zhao, is charged with 2 counts of endangering children, obstructing justice, tampering with evidence, and gross abuse of a corpse. The Zhao's plead guilty. In exchange for her guilty plea, Ming Ming Chen agrees to the lesser charge of involuntary manslaughter. And her husband, Ling Zhao, agrees to testify against his own wife in exchange for a lighter sentence.
So, I got that video from True Crime Daily on YouTube, which is usually where I see most of my things. And just imagine, that part I didn't know as I was listening as well. This was a different interview than the one that I heard. Imagine going to a restaurant and ordering, and you don't know that there's a dead body in, like, the whole rice machine thing that they said, machine, whatever, the rice, wherever, I was actually thinking about that. Imagine getting your rice with your dumplings and your orange chicken, and it's the same rice that the corpse is laying on top of. Can imagine what I mean it's not there that long, it probably doesn't smell like anything, but I can't even imagine the people that have ordered it and now see that restaurant that it was the actual corpse on top of the rice. And just that mother was just fucking crazy, emotionless asshole. I don't believe it was a violent household. I just think she was hot-tempered at the moment and she really needed to relax. But it's a short story, but I just thought that was crazy. The confession was like, whoa, what the fuck? And yeah, so hopefully you guys like this episode, and be careful where you order your food. And don't be so hot-tempered. Bye.